Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
We are a credible threat to the rules you set across the beyond. We are not the names that we've been given. We speak a language you don't know. We are the nowhere generation. The nowhere generation.
Oh, Johnny. Rise Against Tim. Thank you for leading us into the last segment every show. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. A whole handful, a big handful of callers last round. 3-in-1 segment. We really appreciate everybody who called in. I want one more time, though, too. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I think we've taken this school resource officer topic, kind of twisted it around, moved it, shaken it, looked at it, talked about it. We got, let's get dogs in there. But I want to feel safe and the possibility of, does the school resource officer integrate with the right training? Could it be a positive situation, not for stopping mass shootings? Potentially, could it be some type of a social cultural kind of connection? My question, or not a question, my thoughts on that one is that I, from what the research is out there and the clarity, if we're going to spend the money, Johnny, we're going to spend the money, and I'm serious, if we're going to get the dog, I want that social worker, because I think that social worker, the counselor, the, as you just said, the wraparound services. I want to go back to the article. Actually, I'll wait to go back to the articles. There we go. We got another caller, Gary from Philadelphia. Gary, what's happening? We appreciate your call. What's going on?
Hi, I've been very interested in your conversation. I started a school for kids on the spectrum, which made it pretty much the only school in the country specifically that was free for kids on the spectrum. And a lot of the children that you are talking about or that end up being bullied and ostracized and marginalized and angry are kids that are mildly different, not substantially different, but a lot of times mildly different. The kids that we had at the school were all able to make grades, but they weren't getting the kind of social emotional support that they genuinely needed. So we did something very, very different. We created some very small school environments. We had dogs. You were talking about dogs. Mm. Dogs are magnificent. We had 3 dogs, as a matter of fact, and they were in each classroom, and they were allowed to walk around the school freely. The kids absolutely loved them. If a kid was getting out of sorts, we'd say, "Hey, you're out of sorts. Here's a plastic bag, and there's Sophie, and there's the walk." And they would go and they'd take Sophie out on the walk, and they'd pick up the poop, and they'd bring Sophie back, and they had chilled out just so much. But there was a lot more that we did. We started school later. We created a situation where kids weren't graded according to their age, but rather according to their skill set. We did a lot of different things because we had some children that were, in fifth grade, but were pre-calc, and then we had some 10th graders who couldn't read. Mm. Kids don't grow up in a uniform manner. And the industrialization of schools has kind of created a situation where kids who don't have the same skill set do have the greatest opportunity of getting very angry, of becoming disenchanted, of becoming marginalized, especially if they're themselves have different brains. So I knew that our kids had different brains. In my time, I'm 66. In my time, most of the kids that were on the spectrum were fascinated by trains. Don't ask me why. It was just the way it was. Nowadays, they're fascinated by anime. And we had kids, and they will talk about it incessantly for hours. And if you're a regular neurotypical kid, you will go crazy listening to them, and you will start to marginalize them. But you put two of them together, and they are off to the races. Everything is wonderful. It is a good day.
Well, Gary, I, you know, thank you for the call from Philadelphia. We really appreciate it. Spread the word in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, about Busted Pencils, because we would we love hearing from people across the country. We do have a little bit of time, 844-967-2789. But, Johnny, to really go back on Gary, the idea, too, and we've talked about this, schooling itself and how it might contribute to, as our colleagues Joanna and Haley pointed out from Educators Amplified, the deregulation, just the structure of schooling. Gary's talking about this. Again, does it prevent school shootings? I know somebody's saying, Tim, this is great. Small class sizes, dogs pooping in the hallways, you know, kids taking their own grades, all these things. This is wonderful, but it's not going to stop a crazy person from a school shooting. You're probably right, because as Johnny said, we need to limit and if not keep their access to guns from being, you know, the capability. No bullets, no guns, no mass shootings. But Johnny, the idea of working with, you know, and this is pushing the boundaries because it's starting, you know, the kind, can we prevent school shootings by making sure that schools are all they should be for every child? And I think that's why I really like Gary's call, is because he's asking us to remember how schools aren't for every child. Mm-hmm. And how we don't set up the situations like that. John, I'll get you. You got about a minute.
Hey, man, I'm just happy to hear callers like Gary calling and hear the, you know, the magnificent work that educators do when they realize that, you know, school could be so much better for kids who experience classrooms differently. And that's every kid, really, in certain ways. But, you know, thank you, Gary, for the call. Thank you, all of our callers tonight. And there isn't, you know, for me, there isn't one way to solve this. But there is a theme throughout it, and it's that we can do better, you know, on the external world to not put it all on teachers and folks in schools and on kids. And so, you know, we'll ask those questions simultaneously at both times. What can we do in our schools and in our classrooms to support teachers and to make schools a safer learning environment for all the kids? And at the same time, what can we do outside to just have that cultural shift, Tim, that you talked about, you think is really possible, and the kind of policy changes that can help those dreams and visions for safer schools be realities?
Absolutely. I mean, think about that. That's where we're going with this. You know, okay, look, school resource officers. Yeah, you know, dogs. Okay, cool. Watch the John Oliver episode. I don't think I have enough time, Evan. Do we have enough time to play that before? No. Okay. As we're about to close out the show, but, you know, really does a great job of really looking at the evidence and bringing this forward, because, you know what? The reality is that you're not going to prevent school shootings with the school resource officer. In fact, you're just going to up the potential that they're going to become part of the criminal justice system. We'll talk more about all those things next week. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded. Thanks for listening.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
We are Busted Pencils!